Philip Semper-Pierre, because these are indicated as late as 12/17/2022. Dictation is for Miss Norma Campos. Campos spells C-A-M-P-O-S. Norma spells N-O-R-M-A. Date of birth is 06/25/1968. 54-year-old young lady here with cough, period. Patient stated as this has been going on for almost 2 weeks, but it's gotten worse in the last 6 days. She said cough at first was dry, but now it's productive of green sputum. And patient denies or overseas travel. She denies blood with sputum. She denies night sweats and weight loss, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Patient reports runny nose. Said discharge from nose is green. Next line. She reports myalgia. Next line. Reports chills. Next line. She denies stiff neck or neck pain. Denies increased temperature, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies are reviewed on compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, obese young lady. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure 137 over 87. Pulse 101. 18 respiration. 97.2 temperature, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Correction, please remove no adventitious sounds and include inspiratory and expiratory ranchi. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm. With no murmurs, patient is tachycardic at 101. Next paragraph. Because of her tachycardia, Wells criteria was used to evaluate for PE. And based on Wells criteria, her chance of PE is significantly low, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is distended, secondary to obesity, no rebound, no guarding, no tenderness of palpation, she has an active bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microcles, or papules, no vesicles or bolli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves through 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute bronchitis. Number 2, reactive airway disease. Number 3, acute rhinitis. Number 4, bronchiolitis. Period. Next paragraph. Strep test, a rapid strep test, and the flu A, flu B tests were done. The clearing both studies were normal. Just study was done to assess her myalgia, her chills, and her coughing. I suspect that she may have had the flu, but test was negative, feared. Next paragraph. A chest x-ray was also done for this patient. X-ray was interpreted by the radiologist. The following findings, no acute cardiopulmonary processes, period. Next paragraph. In the clinic today, patient was treated with the following, semicolon. Next line. Rocephin, 1 gram IM. The patient was given antibiotics because she has a risk factor significant for asthma, high blood pressure, low thyroid, morbid obesity. While chest x-ray was negative, this does not exclude pneumonia in this setting, considering it's pulmonary infiltrate has to be significantly large to be seen on chest x-ray, period. Next paragraph. A strep test was done. Patients that did report some throat pain, strep test was done to assess for the evaluator throat pain. Test was negative. Chest x-ray done to evaluate a cough. Study EF was interpreted by the radiologist. No acute cardiopulmonary processes, period. Next paragraph. She was given an injection of dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM, followed by nebulizer, Atrovent and albuterol, times 1. She was observed in a clinic for approximately 30 minutes, then reevaluated. She does report that her cough is better. However, she requests something to help her sleep at night because she said her cough is severe at night and she's not getting a good night's sleep. She was sent home with the following prescription: Robitussin AC solution 10/100/5 mL. She would take 2 teaspoons POQHS for 5 days, number 50 mils. Next medication, Zithromax. Two 50 milligrams, 2 PO now, then 1 PO daily until gone. Next medication, albuterol, 2.5/3 mL. She will use 3 mL with her home nebulizer, TID, PRN for a cough for rhesus period. Next medication, prednisone, 20 milligrams. She will take 1 PO daily for 10 days. Number 10, nebulizer machine along with mask and tubes is also prescribed for the patient. She was educated on its use. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. It says she has none. End of discussion. End of dictation. Patient was strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room if she does not get better, as she did not want to go to the emergency room now because she said she's concerned about cost. She strongly encouraged that if she doesn't get better with the medication and stuff I gave her, she must go to the emergency room for the evaluation. Says she understands and will comply. End of dictation.